Joining me now in the studio with the latest headlines, Soph Landau. Hi, Soph.
Hi, Annie. A quick COVID-19 update. Looking around the world, the virus is continuing to spread with more than 21 million cases confirmed in 188 countries. Cases of the disease are continuing to surge in many countries, while others which had success in suppressing initial outbreaks are now seeing infections rise again. Latin America is the epicenter of the pandemic, according to the World Health Organization. And Brazil has the second highest number of cases in the world after the US. Outside Latin America, Iran has also been hit quite hard. Official figures show cases are on the rise again with a death toll of nearly 20,000. Meanwhile, back in Australia, heading up to 24,000 total cases and 438 deaths. Today in Victoria, 12 deaths and 216 new cases in the last 24 hours.
The big news of the day, though, is on the vaccine front.
Yes, the Australian government has signed an agreement with UK-based drug company AstraZeneca to secure the potential COVID-19 vaccine developed by Oxford University if its trials prove successful. It's a major international deal, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison said if the vaccine succeeded, the government would manufacture it immediately and make it free for all Australians. The Prime Minister has also said that Australia would have a target of 95% vaccination, which would account for people with health conditions, preventing them from being vaccinated, citing he wants to make it as mandatory as you could possibly make it. The Oxford University vaccine has entered its third phase of trials, where it will be tested on thousands of volunteers to confirm its effectiveness. Leading expert in vaccine development from RMIT University, Professor Magdalena Plobanski, says that the strategy that Oxford is using is promising. And more on that later in the program.
Moving on, rogue cattle producers have been grazing livestock on Aboriginal lands in far north South Australia without proper approvals.
Yes, that's right. The APY Lands Executive Board wants to clamp down on rogue cattle producers who graze their livestock without proper approvals in the area. Traditional owners are concerned that unauthorised grazing could damage country and sacred sites. While cattle can be registered on the APY lands with the approval of the board, some producers have been striking up informal arrangements with individuals living in far north SA. APY General Manager Richard King says those arrangements are detrimental to the broader community and are often exploitative. Mr. King says there are instances of up to 2,000 head of cattle being run on the APY lands without approval. At least one cattle producer is being taken to court by the APY Lands Board.
And there's been some great news for wheat growers around the country who've been battling the elements.
That's right. After more than two decades of searching, Australian scientists may have found the most significant adaptation wheat growers can make to stand a chance against climate change. Rainfall in wheat growing regions is rapidly shifting from autumn and spring into more summer rain, which currently does not help their winter crops. However, a new genetic wheat trait being tested means the wheat seeds can be planted much deeper in the soil. This means farmers can plant the wheat and take advantage of the summer rain, prompting immediate germination, rather than waiting for the first autumn rain. And in dry years, when there is minimal autumn rain like this year in Western Australia, having this kind of wheat might be the difference between growing a crop or not. And that's all the news.
Thanks, Soph.
Thanks, Annie.